speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, September 25th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at not only what is happening with the lockdown, but as what is happening with the riots as well, as we see increasing events where people are blocking the road and attacking the people in the cars, as well as going into suburbs, setting houses on fire as they tag them with Black Lives Matter. So the violence is spreading out of the cities. It's going into the cities, into the highways as well. And we have the Florida governor who is opposing both lockdown and has proposed, actually on Monday, I just noticed this, it has not passed yet, but basically kind of a stand your ground version for these people who are in the middle of the road getting violent. And they have gotten violent with people. And so it would make it a felony for people to be doing what the anarchists are doing. And it would also give you a legal pass so that the Soros district attorneys could not charge you if you run them down. So that's a good turn of events. We're going to talk about that. Meanwhile, in Chicago, we have one of these protesters, the Dreadhead Cowboy. And he was actually working for Mayor Lori Lightfoot, trying to get people to participate in the census. And so to do that, he got on a horse and decided that he would run down the expressway on a horse. Now, he was not run down. It didn't cause an accident. But what he did was he basically ran the horse into the ground. Not only was he literally beating a dead horse, but he literally beat the horse to death. And now he's facing charges of animal abuse. He rode the horse for 7.5 miles on the Dan Ryan Expressway in Chicago in his impromptu protest. This is not a valid way to protest. Again, even if you are black and on the side of Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, this is not a valid way to protest. And, he recklessly endangered his life, other people's lives. They said that the horse would not have survived without immediate treatment. May still be euthanized, according to Cook County prosecutors. They said the treatment of the horse was the equivalent of forcing an 80-year-old woman to run a full marathon. Or maybe having the police taser an 80-year-old woman and arrest her, like they're doing in Australia. Nevertheless, going back to this, the man's name, Adam Hollingsworth, 33, was held on $25,000 bond after he was charged with felony account of aggravated cruelty to an animal. And this is exactly what needs to be done to these protesters in the street as well. He said he rode the horse on the expressway during rush hour, in support of Kids Lives Matter movement, an initiative that aims to raise awareness and to motivate residents to fill out the census to help communities get more government cash. There you go. You got to get more government cash. The horse was ill-equipped for the ride, was run almost to death. It didn't have on the proper shoes for the pavement, which caused bleeding and extensive damage to his feet. The horse's eyes were dilated to the point that they looked like cartoon eyes. It was overheating and lacerations to its front legs that caused profuse bleeding. Experts said it would be virtually impossible for anyone not to have realized that the animal was injured and in distress. But he pressed on anyway, right? Because nothing gets in the way of a political protest. Not even your beloved horse. And when we look at the media's coverage of this, we're going to talk about what is going on in L.A. and other places where they are coming after the people who defend themselves. We know who is behind this, even though Fox won't tell you. You know, after this programming yesterday, I had a listener send me, he said, look at this, you got Mediatite mocking Fox News because they say, we want to know who's funding this $30 U-Haul rental. Well, they ought to watch InfoWars because we covered it hours before. We'll be right back.
In the area during the pandemic, we looked to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been unionized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and the global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parrots, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, September 25th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 193. 193 days now of America locked down, unconstitutional martial law. And if you want to know how absurd this is, you might want to listen to the former chief science officer for Pfizer, one of the leading candidates for the vaccine that they want to keep you locked down until they can force you to take that. This is a video which, by the way, it's been reported from several sources. The Ron Paul Institute had a video up of an interview with this chief science officer for Pfizer. And I thought, what do you have to say here? And here's what it looks like. Guys, you can show this. This video has been removed for violating YouTube's terms of service. See, we told you that this is going to be the case when they took InfoWars off. They have a narrative that they're going to control, and that's precisely what this is. If you've got a scientist who has a lot of credibility and credentials, the former chief science officer, he's not just a former employee. He was the chief science officer for Pfizer, and he and two other people have written a paper. But if you want to talk about that, YouTube will take it down. Twitter will take it down, as I pointed out yesterday, when Scott Atlas was quizzed by an NBC reporter, repeatedly challenged. He said, I'm telling you what the science is. He said, who do we believe? You're saying this, and the CDC is saying this. Who do we believe? He says, I'm telling you to believe the science. In other words, this is not about authority. Science is not about authority. He says, you can read the studies yourself. Well, you're the only one doing this, which is exactly what Fauci said to Rand Paul, which is not true. Not true at all. It wouldn't matter. Every advance in science has come because there was only one person who was challenging the conventional wisdom and was right. And so the question isn't how many scientists are on this, you know, or on this issue, on, you know, we don't put the number of scientists on a big scale and weigh them. We don't do a vote. Science is not determined by a vote. Science is determined by evaluation, experimentation, observation, documentation, by the numbers. Now, they also use the numbers to lie if you're somebody like Fauci. But that's what you do, science. And so he said to the reporter, he said, well, I'm telling you what science is. This is what is basically there. I'm not going to get into detail, but if you want to read the studies for yourself, which they, of course, they want, it's NBC. They won't do that. But he said, here's some of the doctors. You got Ioannidis at Stanford. You got this guy at Harvard, this guy here, this guy there, that guy there. But it was difficult to find that because when I saw that on Twitter, I immediately retweeted it and it was immediately taken down by YouTube immediately. And God, I told my wife about it. She went to look. I mentioned this yesterday. She went to look for it. And it's not there. I went to look for it. It's not there. And I saw the tweet that I knew was right below it, because the tweet right below it was about how Dr. Birx says, well, I just don't know. I'm just not comfortable anymore. You know, now that Scott Atlas is here and people are telling the truth, I may have to leave. Should be taken out in handcuffs for what she and Fauci have done. And Trump has given them a platform for far too long. It's great that Scott Atlas is there. It's not enough. It's not enough. These people need to be exposed as frauds, because if we don't expose them as frauds, the fear is not going to end. And right now we've got people who are not only begging for the lockdown to continue, but they are demanding that you put a mask on your face as well. It's that fear combined with hate that is so dangerous, and that has to be taken down. You're not going to do anything about their hate, but we can stop the fear. And President Trump needs to stop the fear by putting together something like the White Coat Summit, or bring those people back. They had the courage and the integrity and the science to back it up, and they were left to stand alone. They were vilified personally. They paid a price professionally. They were attacked for that, just like you had the doctor and state representative who is now being investigated after decades of being an honest doctor who cared for his patients and cared about his patients. He's being investigated now because he said, hey, look what they're telling us to do in terms of identifying cases. This is outrageous. We've never seen anything like this. There is no basis for us to identify these people as having died from COVID. And so they want to come after him now. So here's what the chief science officer had to say. The former chief science officer, the former chief science officer for Pfizer said, quote, there is no science to suggest a second wave should happen. He said false positive test results result from inherently unreliable tests that are being used to manufacture a second wave based on new cases. I said this all along. I've said this months ago. I said, they're going to keep us locked down. They're going to keep us locked down through the summer. And then they're going to have, by that time, they're going to have tests. They don't have any tests. They didn't have any tests in March and April and May. And we now have that documented by the American Hospital Association saying, you're saying you're not going to pay us now because we don't have the tests? You told us you didn't have any tests. You told us that the tests that you did have didn't work. They weren't reliable. So you told us to do clinical diagnoses. And now you're not going to pay us because we did the clinical diagnoses? So while they're pulling back and saying we're not going to pay you, they're using those numbers to say, look at, we had 200,000 people die. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. People die all the time from all kinds of things. We don't lock down and shut down a business for every two people who die from a fall. We don't lock down a business for every person who chokes to death. I gave you the stats yesterday. We don't close a business for every two people who die from the flu or cold that they do every year. And we have far more people, even though they have transferred the numbers from cancer and heart patients who died. They transferred those into the COVID column. There's still far more people who die from that, and we don't close it down. So you get these lying statistics like I talked about yesterday. Oh, look, we had, it's like eight planes going down every day. And it's like, you know what? Death is a fact of life. And you take this out of the context of all other accidental deaths and diseases, and it's pretty amazing when you think about how many people die. Out of 330, 350 million people. It's a lot of people every day. You got massive numbers of plane crashes every day in each category. You know, you probably got about 12 or 13, equivalent of 12 or 13 737s going down every day just for heart disease. Another 12 or 13 going down for cancer and on and on and on. But they focus on one. They take that one out of context. They play all kinds of games. You know, how does this compare to, it's like 67 911s. No, it is like 9/11. It's a false flag. It's the same plan as 9/11. He goes on to say, Dr. Mike Yaden, former vice president and chief science officer for Pfizer for 16 years. He says that half or even, quote, almost all of tests for COVID-19 are false positives. Why would he say that? Well, almost all, because why? You can say, well, it's going to be, it's an unreliable test. So, you know, half this way and half the other way. But it's really biased to the positive. Why? Because it magnifies the viral load It's quantitatively irrelevant. And it also identifies any coronavirus as the novel. The novel. We got the novel here, right? Dr. Yaden was asked, we're basing government policy and economic policy as civil liberties policy in terms of limiting people to six people in a meeting, all based on what we may well be, completely fake data on this coronavirus. Is that true? He answered with a simple yes. Yes. Yes, we are basing government policy, economic policy, civil liberties policy. We're basing all of that on fake data. And so I'm going to tell you how this is escalating in terms of the violence. And we're going to talk about the police coming after the people who are being victimized by the mobs in the streets.
I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech can do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some bad news for you, then I've got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So, pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars, spread the word, and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thanks so much.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz.
All right, so we're talking about the chief science officer for 16 years. Former vice president and chief science officer. Let me emphasize that. For Pfizer for 16 years. When he was asked in an interview, so we're basing government policy and economic policy, civil liberties policy. All this is based on completely fake data about the coronavirus. He says, yes, yes. And then he goes on to say, were it not for the test data that you get from the TV all the time, you would rightly conclude that the pandemic was over as nothing much has happened. Of course, people go to the hospital moving into the autumn flu season. Yes, people do go to the hospital for the flu all the time. People die from respiratory issues. They die from flu. And, you know, they die even more frequently if you do an invasive intubation with a ventilator on them, which we've now incentivized to happen. But there is no science, he says, to suggest a second wave should happen. In a paper published this month, which is co-authored by Yaden and two of his colleagues, called How Likely Is a Second Wave? In other words, we're talking about season two of the novel, right? It has widely been observed that in all heavily infected countries like the U.S. and several Europe and several of the U.S. states likewise, that the shape of the daily deaths versus time curves, in other words, this is the far law, right? The curve, the bell-shaped curve. Remember, that was what the lockdown was about? We were going to flatten the curve, right? We were going to flatten the curve. Well, we didn't flatten the curve, but the curve's gone through anyway. All of these measures have been ineffective. Nature has taken its course. This is a new strain of flu. End of story. And you have about a 99.9% chance of surviving it, like you do any other flu. What we're not going to survive are the novel measures and the propaganda and the fear and the economic depression and the destruction of over 100,000 businesses. There haven't been 200,000 people who have died from this, but there have been 100,000 people who have had their livelihoods, their dreams, their life work, their life saving destroyed. And they all hired a lot of people who have also lost their jobs. And they're all facing homelessness right now. He says there's a chart on this article. You'll find this on globalresearch.ca. In the data for UK, Sweden, and the US, and the rest of the world, it can be seen that in all cases, the deaths were on the rise in March through mid or late April, and then they began tapering off in a smooth slope, which flattened around the end of June and continues today. The case rates, however, are based on testing. And that's what you see rising and swinging upwards and downwards wildly. And that's what I said. I said in March and April, I said, they don't have any tests. How do they know these people are dying from COVID? They don't even have a test, and you still don't have a reliable test. But you've got a lot of unreliable tests. And as I said yesterday, just one university is doing 10,000 tests a day. Now, you're going to find people who are going to, you're going to get a lot of false positives out of that. Nobody's going to the hospital, by the way, in the colleges. You know, going to the hospital with a severe pneumonia, dying from it, that's typically something associated with old age. That is not typically what's happening with younger people. Another indication of what this really is. But the reality is that if you test everybody, you're going to get a lot of results. And if you got a bogus test, you're going to get a lot of results. And so that's what this is really about. Media messaging in the U.S. is already ramping up expectations of a second wave, even though survival is now 99.9%. So here's an example of what the media is doing. I gave you one yesterday about the fear campaign. They couldn't even get the numbers right. They reported the number of deaths per minute when it was really the number of minutes per death. But, you know, hey, they don't. Yeah, you know, basic math, can't get that right. But the rest of it was even worse because the numbers were taken so far out of context with every other disease and condition. But here's the latest example today. AP News is reporting And, you know, enter in Drudge Report and CNN and all the rest of these mainstream media fear-mongering shills for the state, the deep state. AP reports, Missouri Governor Mike Parson, a Republican who has steadfastly refused to require residents to wear masks, tested positive for the coronavirus, his office said Wednesday. And they just spend the rest of this article trashing him because he didn't wear a mask. And look, you got coronavirus now. Well, you know, when you look at these Republican governors like Brad Little and Greg Abbott here in Texas, they're not getting any good press. You know, you guys are such sycophants for all of this stuff. You know, Abbott, you're not being hailed as a hero by the Democrat press for what you're doing, but you are alienating your Republican base. People like me will never support you ever again. I wouldn't vote for you for dog catcher. I will oppose everything that you do here on out because there's nothing you can do to make up for the destruction that you have wreaked on Texas. And as I pointed out yesterday, the executive committee, which is composed of people from every one of the jurisdictions, I don't know how many people are on it, but it's a fairly large organization. They said, this is pretty unprecedented. We, you know, for the party to attack its own sitting governor of the same party, you just don't do that. But this is enough. This last ridiculous measure when we know that there's nothing here. And he said, all right. I'll let you go from 50% to 75% occupancy. Some of you businesses, though, you can't do that. And you all have to still wear a mask everywhere. They said, this is too much. We're not going to put up with this guy anymore. Even the Republican Executive Committee here is fed up with this guy. And if this continues, the Republican Party itself is going to go down the tubes here. You want to turn Texas blue? That's the way to do it. And, of course, I think there's a lot of Republicans in a lot of states. I've talked about what's going on. Vince Agnelli in Virginia has talked about how the Republicans in Virginia basically turned the state over to the Democrats because the people at the top are traitors. They're fifth column. They don't want the things that they tell you they want. They understand what you want. And when they're running for office, yeah, I agree with you. That's the problem. We both see the same problem. And here's a solution that I want to do. Then they don't do it. And worse than that, they undermine everything. They make sure they don't even have enough candidates that you could have a majority of Republicans in Virginia. That's absurd. And when I was with the Libertarian Party in North Carolina, when we get on the ballot, we had to do all kinds of things to get on the ballot. We didn't have immediate ballot access like Republicans and Democrats do. It didn't take anything to run as a Republican or Democrat. If you want to do it as a third party, you've got to collect signatures, either as an individual candidate or as the entire party. In North Carolina, we had to do it for the entire party. It was a major effort. But once we got on the ballot, we made sure we had somebody running in every district. That's why I ran. I didn't want to go to Congress. Last thing I'd want to do is to go to Washington, D.C. I'd rather put a bullet in my head than live in that town. But I put my name on the ballot so I could talk to people. So here I am. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies, and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, show these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is the David Knight Show.
Missouri governor, opponent of mandatory masks, has COVID-19, shouts the AP, Drudge Report, CNN. Oh, but they wish him well. Actually, the good news is he doesn't have any symptoms. And the good news is that we've seen this whole thing before. Remember, you had Rand Paul, you had Ted Cruz and other people who were at CPAC. You had some people who were at CPAC that were identified as having COVID-19. And all of a sudden, everybody is locked down and the liberals were rejoicing. They're all going to die. Yet nobody died. Nobody even went to the hospital. Rand Paul got better. That was a separate incident for Rand Paul. But they did the same thing to them that they did to, that they're doing right now to the Missouri governor. And that is going through and slamming them for being irresponsible. You people met at CPAC. You should have known better. You didn't do this. You didn't. Of course, they didn't blame them at the time for not wearing masks because nobody was told to wear masks. We were told that masks don't work. We were advised not to by all the experts are now telling us that we must do it or we will have the police come by, beat us, taser us, and arrest us, as we saw yesterday. And I've got more about that today. It's happening again in other places in the United States, in the United States of America, where we have, you know, that wonderful Bill of Rights and Constitution, just a piece of paper. It's over. Constitution has been suspended for at least 6 months. Not even a pretense from President Trump or any Republicans to obey it. It's gone, folks. It's a great model for when we rebuild the society. But let me tell you something. The Constitution has no bearing whatsoever on what we're doing today. We'll still talk about it because they appeal to it for their authority. And when you understand, all you Christians understand, that legitimate authority is the Constitution. That is the king of this country. That is legitimate. It is in line with God's moral order as well as the law of the land, the king of the land. And these people who disobey it are opposing God. They're opposing the Constitution, and they have no legitimate authority because they swear to this as a condition of their office that they will obey it. So when they break that oath, they have no authority as a civil matter. So here's how they demonize Governor Parson. He says that he tested positive in the day. His wife had experienced some mild symptoms, including a cough and some nasal congestion. So she took a rapid test. They came back positive. And then a nasal swab test that later confirmed the finding. Yes, she has either cold, flu, or the flu strain that they call the novel. He said, I want everybody to know that myself and the First Lady are both fine, he said in a video on Facebook. Right now, no symptoms of any kind, he said, I have. But we're going to do the quarantine. He postponed several events throughout the remainder of the week. He and his wife had been traveling around the state. And here's where the taunting begins by the Associated Press. On Friday, he and several other Missouri Republican candidates appeared together at an event called the Target Barbecue in Springfield. They appear to be only a few feet apart from each other, and none are wearing masks. Tisk, tisk, tisk. See, you're all going to die. You do that, you're going to test positive. Missouri Department of Health said contact tracing efforts have now begun, seeking out anybody who's had close contact with the governor or his wife. Parson, 65, is facing Democrat State Auditor Nicole Galloway in the election. The two were supposed to debate Friday in a forum hosted by the Missouri Press Association, because they always have it by the State Press Association. Then they say, well, it's a private group, so we're not going to have any third parties in here or independent candidates because as a private group, we'll decide who gets to speak, just like Twitter and Facebook and Google. But they've now postponed the debate. So I wonder, is Joe Biden going to test positive between now and Tuesday? That'd be very convenient, wouldn't it? Convenient for Joe. Parson has been an outspoken opponent of mask mandates, sometimes appearing at functions without one. Quote, you don't need government to tell you to wear a dang mask. If you want to wear a dang mask, wear a mask. Good for him. Let me tell you something. He's going to be fine because we know how to treat this now. And here's an example of this. Remember back in July, all the taunting about Louis Gohmert in Texas? Louis Gohmert's got COVID. He's going to die. Oh, I'm so happy he's going to die, said the liberals, right? Well, he's now not only recovered, but he's donating blood plasma, which has really got to infuriate Bill Gates because Bill Gates is so upset that the FDA approved blood plasma. You're not supposed to approve anything other than Fauci's remdesivir and Gates' vaccines, any of them, any and all vaccines. Don't have any other treatment or therapy or preventative. Oh, Gates was furious about the FDA doing that. And so we're going to send this article to Bill Gates. I hope he sees that Louis Gohmert has not only recovered from COVID-19, but he's now donating blood plasma. Gates. So he says, quote, I feel better than I did before I had it. He's recovered. He's donating this. He said once he found out COVID-19, he had it, he started taking hydroxychloroquine. And he also took Z-Pak and zinc. And he also did a steroid nebulizer. Remember we had the doctor in Texas said, hey, look, they found that people who get steroids, they do a lot better with this. It's a good treatment. And so one of the doctors said, well, you know, you can get steroids an ordinary asthma medicine. It's just an over-the-counter inhaler. So it could have stopped all this stuff. And we could have stopped a lot of people from dying if we would have allowed them to have hydroxychloroquine, zinc, the Z-Pak, azithromycin, and an over-the-counter inhaler. Because, as the Texas doctor said, it delivers, if the steroid helps, this inhaler delivers the steroid right to the source of where this is. And so if you want to say, as I said yesterday, if you want to say that we've had 200,000 people die, we've already had people crank through the numbers and say, you know, we have, there's about 75% less casualties reported in countries that have okayed the use of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin. Cheap, over-the-counter drugs that have been around for a long time. You know, zinc is not even a drug. It's a mineral. And so if you want to claim 200,000, Fauci, here's what comes along with that. 150,000 people dead because of you pushing for a big pharmaceutical patented drug, very expensive, for your buddies at Gilead. 150,000 deaths. We'll put that on his ledger. How about those numbers, right? Anyway, he says, yeah, I know there's a lot of reluctance to use it, but I did it, and it worked. Never really was sick. He did go on to say, well, you know, we hope we can get a vaccine, but I don't want to rush it because it could cause us more problems than it fixes. So I'm glad that Louis Gohmert has recovered. I'm glad that he is helping to expose the lies, not only about treatments, but about the seriousness of this, and to show that we have other treatments like blood plasma that Bill Gates does not want you to have. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what happened in a small town in Idaho, Moscow, Idaho. They had a group of 150 people outdoors without masks. Now, this is a worship service and a protest of the mask mandates. And so you have cops arresting three people for not showing their ID. There's nothing in the First Amendment. They went after this, basically got pretty much every one of the aspects, about four aspects of the First Amendment, except for the free press. They pretty much violated every one of those. You don't have to have an ID for any of those, including the press. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
This is your last chance to get a pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago when the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been munialized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and the global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parrots, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them. And we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm going to show you what happened at this small town in Idaho. I've got some video of it, and I'll break down what's going on. I had, when I tweeted this out yesterday, I had some people say, well, yeah, so disappointed. I was going to move to Idaho, they said. And now this is happening there. I didn't reply to him, but let me just say this. Here's the difference. Here's the difference. In this small town in Idaho, the people are standing up. The people are laying on their couches everywhere I see, everywhere else. They're not doing anything. So that's the difference. You still have the thugs in uniform who are enforcing excessive laws. In this particular case, it appears they didn't use excessive force. That doesn't excuse what they did. They're still wrong. They're still wrong. They still broke their oath to the Constitution. And so we're going to show you what happened, the comments from the people there, the hypocrisy of all of this. And we got some clips of what is happening in other areas as people are being attacked in the streets by mobs. And then when they try to run away with their cars, if they hit anybody now, the police are arresting them in L.A. Same place where they're coming after the church that is holding regular worship services every week, 7,000 plus people meeting in close contact with each other, not wearing masks, and doing the most dangerous thing in the world that you can do, according to NPR and the left, singing. Yes, do not worship God, says NPR. That's dangerous. It is dangerous to NPR. And it is dangerous to the lie. And this is why they're coming after John MacArthur's church in L.A., because you'll see these protests in London, other places say, look at this, we had 10,000 people, and that's great. I'm glad 10,000 people show up in Trafalgar Square to protest this novel. But let me tell you, he's doing it every week. People are showing up, living their normal lives by the thousands, and nobody's getting sick or dying, and they can't have that. Nothing exposes a lie. That exposes a lie better than anything an expert can do. And of course, we've now had the former vice president and chief science officer, for Pfizer, 16 years, coming back and saying, this is nonsense. This is a, these are fake numbers. All right. Before we show that to you, I just want to remind you about what keeps us on the air here. And that's the products that we sell that help to support your health, frankly. That's been the focus of Alex here at InfoWars all this time. Started out with water filters to help people to filter out the fluoride that's in the water. We help you to filter out the lies that are on mainstream media. And we do that because of the water filters that we sell. But then we got a lot of other great products that support your health. We have the 8-pack power stack and survival shield, X2, nascent iodine, all that together, 60% off plus free shipping. We also have Prostaguard now back in stock and on sale with free shipping. Ultimate fish oil now back in stock, on sale with free shipping. The Alexa Pure Breeze to clean the air in your house. And you may not realize it, but you know, when you have, in your house, you have a lot of things that get concentrated there. You have things that are being outgassed from materials, but some houses, you have even radon gas and other things like that, or cooking odors. You can take all that stuff out very quickly, very silently with an attractive unit, and that is now $130 off plus free shipping. We also have DNA Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. All shirts available for $17.76 plus free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk about what's going on in Moscow, Idaho. Let's start out with a clip. Let's show people what this looks like. We got two separate clips. There were three people that were arrested. This first clip shows the first two people getting arrested. Video clip number one. Just mostly peaceful, as CNN would say. It is completely peaceful. These people are not resisting arrest, not giving any opportunity for the police to get violent with them. The rest of the crowd is standing there singing, many of them with their hands in the air, but no masks, no masks. Why are they doing this? Well, this is being done in Moscow, Idaho, and I thought that this was going to involve Doug Wilson, Pastor Doug Wilson, and Christ Church, and sure enough, they are the ones who are doing this. Good for Doug Wilson. Doug Wilson I've known about for quite some time. He has been an advocate for classical curriculum for homeschooling. There's a lot of different ways that you can do education. He advocated for a particular type of curriculum, not saying that everybody's got to do that. As a matter of fact, we didn't do it, but I certainly do respect what he had to say about homeschooling. So their church there in Moscow, Idaho, pastor with him, Doug Wilson, but another pastor and an organizer of this event said the church hosts psalm or hymn events about once a month. They go to public places like Friendship Square, East City Park, or at a house. He said Wednesday's psalm sing was also a fitting way to show that residents want to return to normalcy in the face of this novel. Quote, we wanted to make a statement that we're ready to head back to normal. It's time to start pushing back against largely groundless laws that are being passed and enforced without giving heed to what residents want. And let's show you the other clip. This is the third person who got arrested. This is Gabriel Wrench. Show video clip number two, and I'll tell you about Gabriel Wrench.
He comes from heaven above us and in the strength.
Yep, they're all just standing there, singing, as you can hear. Wrench is the co-host of Cross Politic, a Christian political talk show, and a candidate for county commissioner. Good for him. Good for him. This is exactly the kind of guy you need to elect. A guy who will stand up and go to jail for the principles of the Constitution. And you need to have people at the county commission that are going to stop this. You're not going to see this stopped at the state level or the federal level, as I've said many times. If you got somebody like this, you are very, this, see, this is the difference about Idaho. You got people who are standing up peacefully, disobeying these unconstitutional orders and willing to be arrested by oath-breaking law enforcement officers like this. As he was saying, he says, "You guys should not be doing this," he told the officers as they walked him to a squad car. "And doing this kind of crap for the mayor, this is embarrassing. You guys are stronger than this." All right, go ahead and kill that. One of his companions is heard saying to the officers, "We backed you guys at a recent Black Lives Matter protest advocating the defunding of the police. They didn't send you to enforce social distancing with BLM when they said to defund you guys. We backed you guys. And now, at a peaceful rally, they're arresting people because they didn't wear masks, face diapers. I am so disgusted at this Make America Gagged Again faux conservative takeover of America. I am sick of this. It makes me more disgusted to see the Republicans who support this than it does the Democrats. You know the Democrats are nothing but tyrants. They're open about it. I just hate the betrayal, stabbing in the back. But yeah, this does have a political dimension to it. But how about that? You know, you can shut down the First Amendment, you know, free exercise of religion, the right to peacefully assemble, the right to speak. You can shut all of that down just like that because, you know, you weren't wearing your masks. Weren't wearing your mask. Now, they arrested these three people, they said, because they refused to show identification. They said they refused to comply with an inaudible order. I mean, did they... Could they understand what these officers were saying? Did they have masks on their face? I don't know. Look, we need to not have to show our identification papers. This is not Nazi Germany. I don't need identification papers. That's an order I don't understand. It's an order that I can't hear either. And I don't care if you got a mask on or you got a mask off. If you tell me that to exercise three out of the four aspects of the First Amendment, that I have to show you identity papers, please. Gesundheit Führer. I can't hear that. I'm sorry, I can't hear that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Powers!
free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at the Ginsburg legacy. And something very, very, very uncomfortable happened at the Supreme Court when President Trump went there. You know, he was jeered, and we'll talk about that. We'll take a look at what the Democrats did a few years ago when everything was on the other foot. This is, everything about the Supreme Court is blatantly political. Don't expect that judicial supremacy is going to save you from the tyranny that we have here. This is nothing but pure politics. And, so we'll talk about, the positions, the Democrats today, or what the Republicans are saying 4 years ago, and the Republicans are saying today what the Democrats did, and vice versa. You know, they just switch sides. We'll take a look at Barrett, who everybody believes is going to be the person that Trump names tomorrow for the nomination. But we'll also take a look at something else that showed up when President Trump was booed by these people that the mainstream media and the left is not talking about. Something very, very interesting. And so we're going to have that, as well as an election prediction. Because, you know, you see all these articles on Drudge Report and CNN. It's a sure thing. Biden's going to win. I mean, look at this. He's got a 75% chance of winning. He's got an 80% chance. Well, let's go back and see what they were telling us 4 years ago. And then there's some other predictives about this election that are going to be different when we see what is happening with ballot fraud and other stuff. As I've said for a long time, this is going to be a hacking contest, and it is going to be decided in the Supreme Court. I really do believe that. And that's why this is a very important aspect of replacing Ginsburg. But we were talking about the Australian tyranny and aggression of jackbooted thugs forcing you to put masks on. As we've seen over and over again in Australia, that's now coming to America. We had the mother in Ohio, where there is an recalcitrant Republican governor, DeWine, just like Abbott here in Texas. You have the Republican legislatures in both places are calling on these two Republican governors to stop the mask mandates, and they won't do it. And so what it looks like in Ohio is a mother, as I pointed out yesterday, showed that to you. It was an away game. She drove for an hour and a half to this away game. She's sitting there in a stadium where, on the visitor side, because the game is so far away, not too many people showed up with everything else that's going on as well. And so there's only about 25 or 30 people on that side of the stadium. She is totally isolated, outdoors, not wearing a mask because she has asthma. And so she gets bullied by an overweight cop who tases her because, again, you know, he's morbidly obese, probably couldn't really handle her because if she was doing anything, barely could get his arms around his belly. You know, we look at this kind of stuff. I was telling my wife, I said, we got to go back and reshoot the Andy Griffith Show, and we give Barney a taser instead of the gun with a single bullet that's in his pocket. That's kind of how sheriff kept him under control. But today they've got tasers. The Barney Fifes have got tasers. And, of course, this guy is not a Barney Fife. He's more like Fat Albert, but just as physically unable to handle the situation and essentially a chip on his shoulder for that. So when we look at that, we look at what happened in Moscow, Idaho. I was talking about that before we went to break. And here's what this is really about. The guy who was arrested, who's running for county commissioner, has a talk show in the area. He says, well, is it about masks? Kind of, but it's not. In a way, it's a lot bigger than that. It's about the direction our country is going. And his co-host said, yeah, it's about us rejecting Christ, rebelling against Christ. If you can riot in Portland for how many days? 100 days? You can have CHOP and CHAZ or whatever it is in Seattle. The police are hands off. They're getting defunded. And then you can have a Black Lives Matter thing here in Moscow, Idaho, in the middle of July, completely unharassed. You have a few hundred Christians, and they get arrested, standing there peacefully singing hymns.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world.
the globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, just like in Ohio, where you have the Republican governor continuing to extend the mask mandates and so forth, and so now you've got a law enforcement officer, I guess you could call him that. I wouldn't call him that. I'd call him an oath breaker. I'd call him a thug in uniform. Tasering a mother who shows up at a football game, 20 or 30 people on the entire side of that stadium. All the way out in the open, not wearing a mask, she's got asthma, and tasering her and roughing her up and arresting her, taking her off in handcuffs. In Idaho, you had 150 people. They said, we typically will sing psalms and hymns in public squares once a month. We haven't done this for a while because of the lockdown. We're going to take back normal. We're sick and tired of it. And so as they're standing there doing that, they arrested three people because they said the thugs in uniform, under color of law, under color of their uniform, showed up and said, show me your identity papers. Well, they certainly know who one of these guys is because he's running for city council. Nothing political about this at all, is there? And you don't need to have identity papers to exercise your constitutional rights. They were exercising free exercise, religion, peaceful assembly, and free speech. And you don't need a permit for that. Where is your authority, officer? Who swore as a condition of that nice little uniform that you got? Before you got your uniform, your badge, and your gun, and your taser, you had to swear an oath to the Constitution? Where's your authority? You don't have any. Doug Wilson, talking about what happened there, he accused the mayor of Moscow, Bill Lambert, of hypocritically flouting the city's mask mandate, along with other things. He said, last Monday night, our city council extended their masking mandate into January. This despite the fact that in our county, there have been zero hospitalizations and zero deaths. Let me repeat that. This is a county where they've had nobody go to the hospital from the novel, and nobody they claim, even claim, has died from the novel. And yet, they've got mandatory mask mandates, they're arresting people, and they've extended this lockdown into January. As he said, we're not facing a medical emergency here. It has become increasingly obvious to every unbiased observer as time goes by. And I began the program by talking about how obvious it is to the unbiased scientific observer, the chief science officer for Pfizer for 16 years and vice president. He said, this is fake. This is all being done based on fake numbers, as Fauci would say. Second factor, said Doug Wilson, is that just a few weeks ago, there was an outdoor wedding here presided over by our mayor. Oh, wait a minute. An outdoor wedding by the mayor? He said at least one of our council members was in attendance, as was law enforcement. See, this is political. Not only hypocritical, but it's political. They can go to a wedding. The mayor can go. And his goons in uniform can go. But if you say, we're not going to have this county locked down anymore, no, he'll send those same thugs that call themselves law enforcement to arrest you. Doug Wilson continues, Masks, however, were not in attendance at the outdoor wedding. If there was no virus hazard at the wedding, and there was not, then there was no virus hazard at our psalm sing yesterday, and there was not. If anyone is interested in pursuing that issue, I understand that weddings frequently have photographers at them. I have seen evidence of just such a photographer. By having his police department enforce this order, our mayor is not enforcing an order that we don't believe is enforcing an order that we believe, don't believe has merit, but which he does. Not even close. He is enforcing an order that he doesn't believe in either. So we have every right to protest the high hypocrisy involved in all of this. Not only that, but I believe we have a responsibility to do so. That's exactly right. We have a responsibility. Now let's talk about what's happening with the riots as well. You know, we have a couple of videos here now of cars being attacked. And of course in LA, where they are attacking the church that is meeting 7,000 plus people every week, no social distancing, no masks, singing, nobody sick. That's the way you expose the lie. That's what these people in Moscow, Idaho were doing as well. But in LA County, you have a mob attacking a Prius. Let's show what this looks like, and then I'll tell you what the cops did about this. Video clip number 6. Do we have any sound, or this is B-roll? Okay. All right, so there's a big mob. You can see it's a mob, and they're chasing. Look at this. They're chasing the Prius, and the Prius is trying to run away. Being a Prius, it's taking him some time. But he does. He actually, you can outrun people on foot with a Prius. That's one of the more interesting things. But they're chasing him in the car as well. Okay, so some of them jumped in their cars and chasing him. Now, the police arrested the people in the cars. Look at that. Look at that. That's the cops chasing him. That's the other mob, the mob with the uniforms. They chased down that Prius. this is not the cops. This is, here come the cops. Here come the cops. And then they arrest that guy. These are the people who are, look at that. He backs up, hits another car. This is amazing. It's the first time I've seen this. Now the people on foot finally catch up to the Prius, but there was a pickup truck with people involved in it. They headed them off, stopped them. They tried to back up. Another car came from behind. They hit them. They're trying to pull the driver out. Now he's speeding off again. The bottom line, when all this ends, the police arrest the Prius driver because there they are. There's the cops. There's your heroes in uniform. The same people... You know, the mob that wants to defund them, the mob that shoots them, the mob that throws Molotov cocktails at them. No, they work for Soros. Yeah, this is the Soros takeover. So you don't even get any brownie points for driving a Prius. This is sad, folks. We'll tell you what's happening in Florida. It's a little bit better story there. Let's show video clip number 7. This is a black pickup truck, speeds off, and they are calling out his license, because these people want to defund the police. They're going to call the police to get the police to arrest this person because they didn't stay still while they battered their car, broke their windows, and tried to drag them out of the vehicle. There you go. That's it. So, you know, yesterday, as I pointed out, I had this sent to me from Mediatite, the leftist organization, trolling Fox because Fox was asking, so who's funding these protests? You know, you got this U-Haul that shows up. We talked about that yesterday. And we told you who funds it, told you who she works for, told you all the different organizations that were there that were funded by Soros, funded by Jack Dorsey. And yet, Fox didn't know who it was. Even later in the afternoon, they didn't know who it was. And you had Laura Ingraham. Well, who paid for the U-Haul? You got a $30 rental fee here, as Mediaite is trolling her. They said, speculating that the $30 rental fee for such a truck must come from a shadowy financier. Well, no, we know who she works for. It isn't the $30, it's who pays her salary and who pays millions of dollars into the organizations that are pushing this so that she can show up on time. As soon as an indictment is released, she can show up with shields and axes and, oh, and water bottles. It was just water bottles that I had. And, you know, kill the police type signs. But it was Ainsley Earnhardt, Steve Doocy. They had no idea who was doing that because evidently they don't read InfoWars. We didn't do the research. We reported the research. They could at least report that, but they don't even do that. And so they're not going to tell you that it's Soros behind this. We will tell you that. And we'll tell you what the governor of Florida is going to do about this. He has had a couple of major wins. Kudos to Santas. We'll talk about that when we come
back. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, so these billionaires could come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
How can these Republican governors like Abbott, DeWine, Brad Little, how can they say they're not responsible for this when they're the ones pushing these orders out? But we do have one governor, Ron DeSantis in Florida, who is doing the right thing both about the lockdown and about the riots. You know, we got two problems here. Most of these guys are just taking a pass on everything, letting it burn, just like President Trump. But Ron DeSantis is doing something. On Monday, he introduced legislation that could remove legal repercussions for those who are fleeing from a mob. You know, we just showed you the picture of the person, the Prius. Their car is being attacked, surrounded by a mob. They speed off, get around the people. They speed off. They start chasing them on foot. But, you know, being a Prius, they couldn't get away from a chasing car that catches up to them, heads them off, blocks them, and the people jump out of that pickup truck, start to attack the car, backs up, and then another car gets behind him and hits him in the back, and then people start to catch up even on foot. And then the police arrest that car. So what is Governor DeSantis going to do in Florida about it? A new law dubbed Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting and Protecting Law Enforcement Act. One part of the law aims to criminalize certain protests occurring on roads. There you go. You make that a crime instead of trying to flee from them. What a novel idea. We've only got one governor out of 50 that's come up with this idea. This is a no-brainer, but I'm glad I'm criticizing the other 49. I'm glad he's doing it. These other 49 who've done nothing. You know, of course, the Democrats want this to happen. What's your problem, Abbott? Worthless piece of garbage. Anyway, makes it a third degree felony for those who, quote, obstruct traffic during an unpermitted protest, demonstration, or violent or disorderly assembly. The law will require a felony if you incapacitate any roadway. We see people taking over interstates. That's absolutely hazardous. And this has to be done. I began the program talking about this guy, the dreadlock cowboy in Chicago. Now, his cause was not Black Lives Matter. He wants to bring up awareness for the census, right? And so he decides that he'll do a one-man, one-horse protest down the interstate in Chicago. And he's probably killed his horse. I mean, he put the horse out, made it run 7.5 miles without the right kind of shoes. The horse's legs were cut up and bleeding. They said they're probably going to have to put it down. They've arrested him because they believe they're going to have to put the horse down for animal abuse. But, I mean, people could have been injured by hitting him and killing the horse and him and the people in the car as well. Now, it's a big deal if you hit an animal the size of a horse with a car. Nevertheless, back to Florida. While protesters blocking traffic would potentially be committing a felony, the law could also make it legal to commit what might otherwise be considered vehicular murder or manslaughter if you're trying to defend yourself or run away in California, because they're the ones who arrested the Prius driver. Quote, the driver is not liable for injury or death caused a fleeing for safety from a mob, writes the proposed legislation from the governor. The proposal does not include any definition, says Newsweek, of what a mob is. Well, you know, I would say that kind of like that famous quote from the Supreme Court justice. I can't give you a definition for pornography, but I know it when I see it. I think we can figure out what a mob is when we see it. That was a mob coming after the Prius driver, and they are now coming after him, not the mob. This is has to be addressed. Now, there was pushback from the man that Ron DeSantis defeated to become governor, Democrat Andrew Gillum. Now, you haven't heard from Gillum for a while. Gillum called for legal action to stop the governor while noting that the law could effectively legalize murder in some instances. Kind of interesting that he would say that, given the fact that about 6 months ago he was found naked, unconscious, at a gay meth orgy in a hotel in Miami, Florida. That could lead to murder charges there. He was in the company of a well-known male prostitute, this former Democrat candidate for governor of Florida. This is the guy that Florida almost had as governor And so the guy who is saying, Ron DeSantis, who is saying, if it's a mob and you're fleeing for your life and if anybody gets hurt, that's on them. And if they're going to do this, they're guilty of a felony in the first place. And then you've got this sorry piece of filth. Gillum, who has been hiding out for 6 months. Gillum claimed at the time that he was simply drank too much. I didn't have any meth. I was just overdosing on alcohol. Oh, okay. Well, that's fine too, right? Explain the rest of this stuff. Although several bags of crystal meth were found around the room. Anybody seen Heisenberg lately? And the male escort, as they politely call the prostitute, who later claimed to have known Mr. Gillum for quite some time, was overdosing on what appeared to be, quote, suspected crystal meth. At the time of the meth-fueled sex orgy, Gillum was leading a powerful political committee in Florida. He was serving as a lead contributor to CNN, and he was considered to be a top running mate for vice president for Joe Biden. Because, you know, I don't know why any of that would have been impacted by him being found naked, unconscious at a gay meth orgy with a gay prostitute. I mean, that sounds like credentials if you want to become a Democrat running mate or a CNN contributor. I would think that that would be something that would help him. He claimed that the reason this all happened to him was that he was in severe depression after his embarrassing loss to Ron DeSantis. So understand that for a Democrat, losing an election is more embarrassing than being photographed naked, unconscious at a gay meth orgy. And so now this sorry guy has now come back. He's now rehabilitated. And he's now added this to his curriculum vitae. And he will now, I guess, be back on CNN pretty soon because he's saying, no, you can't make this a felony to riot in the streets. You probably shouldn't make it a felony to, you know, overdose on crystal meth either. The law would also introduce a third-degree felony for those who participate in violent or disorderly assembly protest while causing property damage or injury to others. Protesters who try to, quote, destroy or topple a monument could be charged with a second-degree felony. RICO racketeering liability would be added for anyone who organizes or funds a violent or disorderly assembly. Do you hear that, Soros? Do you hear that? RICO charges for you. This guy is serious. This is why, I mean, the Democrats really didn't want Ron DeSantis. I mean, they pulled out their A-team. Meth head, gay meth orgy candidate, but CNN contributor and high-ranking Democrat official, Gillum. Yeah, they did everything they could to stop him. RICO. Well, what is that? Isn't that the son of George Soros? Oh no, RICO, that's Soros' middle name. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre. Servants of Satan are working around the clock to silence the people of not just the United States, but of the world. Because there is a great awakening taking place. Everyone I talk to, everywhere I go, people that weren't even religious or spiritual now understand this is a fight between good and evil. And they're finding Christ. And they're finding the prophecies that aren't like Nostradamus, vague, but are very, very detailed and extremely specific, that are now coming true at a frightening rate. Frightening because so many people are still living under the control of the god of this world, Satan, do not realize that their immortal souls are in grave danger. Do not fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul, as the good book warns us. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm very honored to be on air still during this time. And every day we're still on air is a blessing. So please pray for InfoWars, pray for yourself, pray for the children, and pray for the world. God bless you all.
Real power comes from the grassroots, and real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalist. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand, when you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down, the long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a forced evolution taking place. The scientific ruling elite believe they are transcending to a silicon life form. While they are making this hypothetical, very dangerous transition that is guaranteed doomed to fail and create nightmares that are almost unimaginable, their plan for us is extermination, or spiking the cannon. Like after a major war is done, you don't want those weapons used again, you get rid of them. We are being rendered into scrap metal right now. So think about all your ancestors, think about your grandparents, think about your parents, think about your children, think about the future, and ask yourself, are you really going to let a bunch of crazy mad scientists steal the future destiny of everyone and basically use us like guinea pigs to experiment so they can try to find cures to cancer and things, not for us, but for them? Bill Gates is the leader of this organization. Bill Gates is the enemy of humanity. Decide what you're going to do, America. Decide what you're going to do, humanity.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
Imagine my surprise when I saw this article from Jonathan Turley saying that at Harvard, they surveyed incoming students and they could identify only 7% who said they were conservative. Now, I'm truly amazed at this. Amazed that there's 7% that were admitted that they were conservative. How'd they get in here? Let's get these guys out of here. I mean, you can't go to Harvard if you're conservative. How'd they get past the admissions board? Let me tell you, after 4 years, it'll be 0%. I guarantee you. At Harvard, for sure. When you look at all of this stuff, and these places are the seminaries for the hate and the revolution and the globalist takedown that we see happening everywhere. You know, you got AOC. Now saying, De Blasio and Cuomo, they just don't have high enough taxes. We need to raise even more taxes during the pandemic Great Depression. That's an example. She is the poster child for what they produce. But let me tell you what the really sad poster child of all this is. I reported a while back in North Carolina, this 5-year-old boy, Cannon Pennant. He's killed execution style. Little white boy riding his tricycle with his sister. And this black guy runs across the street, according to eyewitnesses. He's now been charged with a murder. He's not been convicted, but they've now arrested a second person for committing a felony, for being a felony accessory after the fact. His girlfriend, who helped him to get away and evade arrest for a day. She's been charged with a felony accessory after the fact. But this guy just ran over to this little five-year-old boy and shot him in the head, execution style, and then ran back. The neighbor said, I thought they were playing a game. I couldn't believe that would really happen. His stepfather, Lee Parker, recalled getting the phone call that Cannon had been killed. He said, I received the call, man. I was riding down the road. I just blacked out. I couldn't even think for a few seconds. It took me a minute to even register it. It'll never be behind us. He'll always be with us. Let me tell you something. Biden, Kamala, Brian Stelter, Don Lemon, all you people who are talking about Breonna Taylor. Here's a name that you need to say that you don't talk about. Cannon. Why? Because this racist hatred that you've been fomenting, and that has, we've seen this happen, one aspect of children, elderly ladies being attacked by black men, young black men, because they feel entitled to do that because of the lies and hatred that you are spewing. And we don't do that here. Oh, but we were shut down because we're a hate speech organization. Let me tell you who the hate speech organizations are. It's the Democrat Party. It's CNN. People of that ilk who are pushing this racism that has resulted in things like this. So you say the name Cannon, Biden, Kamala, Lemon, Stelter. You say that name because I'm going to continue to say that name. Makes me disgusted to see what's happening with that. Now, when we go back and we look at the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, not only is he doing the right thing to try to get control of the anarchy in the street. And let me tell you, these people, they said they're Antifa. No, they're anarchists. They're anarchists. They are anarcho-socialists, anarcho-communists, whatever you want to say they are. They're all of those things. But they're really anarchists, left-wing anarchists. And you've got to stop that. But there's another kind of anarchy that's going on. You know, anarchy is the absence of any legitimate authority, right? The lockdown is government anarchy. The lockdown is the looting and the destruction of businesses, of lives, of the murder of people, many of them committing suicide in despair because their life's work has been taken. That kind of anarchy, from the top down, from the White House down, from Fauci and his podium given to him by President Trump on down, through Republican governors like Greg Abbott, that kind of anarchy. Not addressed by most Republican governors. Matter of fact, most of them are partnering in that kind of anarchy with the Democrats. Oh, we're totally different from the Democrats. Oh, really? I hadn't noticed. Not on the fundamental issues. They manufacture wedge issues to keep you voting for them. One of them is abortion. Look, I'm absolutely against abortion. You know that if you listen to this program. But let me tell you how we stop it. It's not with a Supreme Court justice. It's by ending this lie of judicial supremacy. We had Roe v. Wade was the overturning of laws against abortion, laws to protect innocent lives. That was overturned by the Supreme Court. That is now sacrosanct. There is not anything in government, not the Fourth Amendment, not the First Amendment, not the Second Amendment, not the Fifth, Sixth, any of them. Nothing is sacrosanct in Washington or in the Supreme Court except for Roe v. Wade. Oh, that's got to stay. And Barrett says the same thing about that. We'll get into the Supreme Court here, but I want to tell you what Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is now doing about this other kind of anarchy, the lockdown. He's got some great ideas. We're going to charge people a felony if they create a dangerous situation, become a mob, take over the streets, start looting and destroying statues and buildings and so forth. We're going to charge them with felonies. Good. And then if you're trying to escape and you run over one of these people, we're not going to hold you responsible for any of that because you're trying to protect your life. You know, they got a stand your ground law. This is a run them down law. And it ought to be. You ought to be able to do that. You ought to be able to stand your ground in a car if the mob comes after you. Same principle. So what about this other anarchy, the anarchy of the lockdown? Ron DeSantis has done what President Trump should have done, could have done. Still has not done. What Ron DeSantis did was he held a expert panel that said there's nothing to fear. The lockdowns are the wrong approach. He got medical experts. He got epidemiologists. As a matter of fact, these are some of the same people that Scott Atlas mentioned as one of the reasons why you can't find that video if you look for it on YouTube. And you can't find it on Google either. Google is not a search engine. Google is a tool to hide things. Isn't that interesting? They call themselves a search engine, but they're actually a hide engine. That's what they've become. Ron DeSantis brought in professors from Harvard, too, from Stanford. They say the lockdowns only make the pandemic worse. Dr. Martin Kulldorff, a medical professor at Harvard University, who is arguing for an age-targeted strategy. He insisted that universities can hold in-person classes almost normally with very little risk. There's no need for testing on campus. You can find this article, by the way, at WND. DeSantis asked the professor, because DeSantis is running this and he's got this panel and he's asking experts, real experts, right? Let's talk about the science here. Let's debate the lies from Fauci. DeSantis asked the professor if locking down society as a whole, as he put it, actually could increase risk to the elderly population, noting that the CDC indicates a survival rate of 99.997% for ages 0 through 19, 99.98% for 20 through 49, 99.95% for people aged 50 to 69, and then it falls dramatically to 94.6% for people over 70. I mean, seriously, 94.6%. It stays at 99.997, 998. Sounds like Herman Cain. 99999. We need to be saying 999 to the Gesundheitführers, as in no. No. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest-end AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
In the area during the pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So for example, in the US, it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago when the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been immunized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations as a global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parents, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here. If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking Sterilant vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
To the 2020s. Funny, the more things change, the more they remain the same. We now have speakeasies that they're trying to shut down. Now, the speakeasies of 2020 are places where people can actually speak easily. They can breathe easily because they're not wearing a mask. We've gone from alcohol prohibition to oxygen prohibition. We've made a lot of progress, haven't we? See, human nature never changes. Neither does the nature of those who decide that they know better than we do. You know, it was all paternalism to do alcohol prohibition. And, you know, they were right about that. They're not right about this novel, but they were right about alcohol prohibition. I've said if I had looked at that in the 1920s and would never had an experiment with prohibition, I probably, if I'd had a vote on it, I would have said, yeah. Let's make this. This is a very dangerous drug. So let's stop it. The problem is that when you have something that you try to protect people from, you don't allow them to make that choice for themselves, then you wind up with a situation that's not crime, but it's vice. People doing things to themselves that essentially have their own penalty built into it. And as people engage in that activity and they go down the drain like Andrew Gillum, whether it's crystal meth and his gay sex parties or whether it is alcohol, whatever it is, you know, people see him lying there naked in the gutter, and they say, maybe I don't want to go that direction. I've said many times, one of the seminal events of my life was watching The Days of Wine and Roses. We didn't have anybody. I was never around anybody that drank when I was growing up. And nobody was ever telling me that it was cool. I basically didn't really have any opinion about it. We had a relative that I never met who struggled with alcoholism, wound up being in a sanatorium over and over again, married cousin of my dad's. And I heard about the detox. I heard about the DTs, the shakes, and so forth, and how horrible that was. I saw The Days of Wine and Roses, and I was like, okay, I'm done before I get started. And so, you know, you look at this kind of stuff. As I say to some people, you know, God saved me from a life of alcohol and drug addiction. He did it before I took the first drink or took the first drug. But you look at this, and it's based on the idea that you know better than other people do. And, of course, we had an explosion to organized crime. We had the corruption of law enforcement. We destroyed the Constitution. And eventually they said, you know, this doesn't work, and they took it off. And then they enacted the UN agenda. But now, as that has gone on for 50 years, and that hasn't done any good, now we have, for your own good, we're going to make you take a wear a mask, and then eventually we're going to make you take a vaccine. That's what society is going to do to you. And the people who are in power and all of these know-it-alls, I'm not going to call them Karens. Let's call them the busybodies. Let's call them the Gladys Kravitz, the snitches, and everybody else. And so now in London, as Paul Joseph Watson points out on InfoWars, you have a British man arrested for not wearing a mask. And he also has another article, Pub Stasi. UK rent-a-mob patrol the streets to check if bars are open. He says, a strange sight, tweeted Dan Barker. City inspectors working through Soho looking for illegal speakeasies. Illegal speakeasies. This is it. Unbelievable. Newly empowered marshals and environmental health officers have been empowered to roam the streets looking for people violating social distancing rules. Yeah, you can call them. This is what it's going to look like, folks. You can call them community organizers. You can call them community policing. It doesn't matter because these people are just going to be thugs. Thugs in uniforms. And they don't even give them very good uniforms either. They got like a little jacket that says city inspector with a little crown on the top. It's official. See, I've got a uniform. And they are not going to be taking, they're not going to be upholding any principles of Western civilization or law. They don't have a constitution there to take an oath to, but of course we have the same type of thing here. This is what it's going to look like when the Democrats get rid of the police, and there are a few police who take their oath to the Constitution seriously. Typically they get purged. But there are some constitutional sheriffs, there are some police officers at the beginning of this lockdown were recording messages saying, I'm not going to enforce these laws. Because I took an oath to the Constitution. I did it as a military officer, as a Marine, or whatever, and I did it again when I took this job, and I take that seriously. And those are the people they take seriously, and they push them out. But now we got, you know, these community organizers, these community cops, newly deputized snitches, Stasi, to look for illegal speakeasies. Let's play the video clip number three. This is a guy who was arrested outside of a Starbucks. Because he was speaking too easy. He didn't have a mask on.
This is what's going to happen to all of you soon. You're all going to be bloody under a dictatorship.
I know what you mean.
Dictator films.
Oh, bless him. This will be
another thing. You know the gun,
why not? That's right. That's right. What he just said, go ahead and kill it. He said, this is what's going to be happening. That's what he heard him shouting at the beginning of this. He said, this is what's going to be happening to all of you soon. You're all going to be under a bloody dictatorship in about 6 months' time. You'll all be getting this. Because when we set this up as a precedent, when there is no rule of law, this is what happens. And in the context of what is going on in London, we just had, as Zero Hedge points out, London shocked and saddened by a rare fatal shooting of a police officer. Yeah, they've had a massive increase in stabbings. Oh, and by the way, there was another knife terror attack in Paris near the Charlie Hebdo, place where you had the massive attack. They've got the people who, the terrorists who did that, are now standing trial. And so, to show that they're not the only ones, they had somebody else do that again in Paris. But as we see, people of a certain Muslim persuasion increasing the knife violence in Sadiq Khan's Londonistan, you now have somebody shooting a police officer. And they've had, this is not an isolated event, they've had shootings go up as well, where they have total gun control, of course, right? And this is one of the things that the Sky News is saying. We don't know how they got this gun. Imagine that. They prohibited it. Kind of like the alcohol or the crystal meth that Andrew Gillum was able to get. Prohibition doesn't work. It doesn't stop. It just creates more problems. And the police, rather than addressing the crime problems, they make a crime out of not wearing a mask. And I tell you, this is why, you know, I had a caller the other day saying, well, you know, if we have a civil war, I think the police are going to be on the right side. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. You look at the police in L.A., depends on the police department, very much so. That's why you need to be paying attention to that. You need to be paying attention to who your sheriff is. Because if you look at the police in L.A., who just arrested that Prius owner who was being attacked and was fleeing, he's the one who gets arrested. Or you look at these cops in the U.K. They're not paying any attention to the terrorist thugs that are going everywhere. They're letting Black Lives Matter do whatever they want. But if you say or think or do the wrong thing or not wear a mask, they're going to come after you. They're already on the side of the anarchists before the anarchy happens after the election. And I did, the one thing that I'm not sure of, because, you know, we've seen this Black Lives Matter Soros thing go worldwide. And I'm really wondering if those of you in the UK who have now seen the BLM riots and the statues torn down and stuff like that, I wonder if after our election, the Soros Marxists and the color revolution isn't going to riot there as well, even though you haven't had an election that's under a contest. We're going to talk about what's going on with the Supreme Court. We're going to talk about all of this coming up in the next hour. Before we go to break, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have up to 60% off and free shipping on many of our most popular items, things that are going to help to support your health in this trying time. And, folks, I would also mention, as we're talking about unrest, make sure that you stock up on storable food. I was just talking about this the other day. We've got a disease that's wiping out the pork industry in China. Australia has had conditions there, plus a massive lockdown. They're looking at massive shortages of rice and of beef. And if these people are able to use the tests to lock things down, all they have to do is go in with a swab and a phony test, and they can get positive results from a few people and then shut down the major meat processing plants, and we'll be right back to where we were a few months ago. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com for storable food. But we also have up to 60% off many items, free shipping. Alexa Pure Breeze, $130 off plus free shipping.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcast. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about the thing that's going to save all of us from this lockdown tyranny. At least according to President Trump, and that's the vaccine. Vaccine, it's going to be, it's the panacea for everything. It's the panacea for the disease. It's the panacea for the economy. It's the panacea for the destruction of the Constitution. All this stuff is cured by a vaccine. We just don't know which of these many vaccines is going to cure it, but maybe all of them will. And don't worry, because they're working on this, and we can really trust these guys. As NBC News points out, secret powerful panels will pick the COVID-19 vaccine winners. See, the problem for President Trump is that he leaned on this vaccine as the crutch that's going to help him get through this, because he didn't want to confront the lies of Fauci and of the media. He couldn't handle being a leader. He couldn't lead people away from this, and he wouldn't use the scientists that are now being used by Ron DeSantis and others. Instead, he decided that he would try to navigate and please all these different people, right? Say one thing to one group, another thing to another group. He would try to be nice to Fauci, compliment Tedros of the WHO. Eventually he defunded Tedros, and then they criticized him for that. And, but it was all going to be about the vaccine. I'll cure it. I'll pour tens of millions of dollars into big pharmaceutical companies and we'll get a vaccine. Is that good enough for you? Will you like me now? And instead, this vaccine that he leaned on like a crutch, turns out it's got a needle that's pierced his hand, because now NBC News and all these people are pointing out, and I see this all the time from the left, oh, this is a dangerous vaccine, and this is all Trump's fault. And it will all be Trump's fault. And he deserves to get the blame for this when people are injured with this vaccine that he funded at 100 times the level of what Bill Gates has done previously. He deserves a blame. And he'll get it. And he's already getting it for doing it. Here's the example from NBC News. These people are working under a cloak of secrecy meant to prevent undue influence. But in the Trump era, it's all Trump, some worry the anonymity could actually invite it. So they're not going to criticize Fauci. They're not going to criticize the CDC. They're not going to criticize Birx. They're not going to criticize the WHO. Trump will get all the blame for this because he played along with these people. He tried to be nice. I thought they would like him. He'd be part of the club. Yeah, I'll fund your vaccine. And they're going to come after him, stab him in the back, same way he stabbed us in the back. The effectiveness of corona vaccines that U.S. taxpayers have helped to fund, including products from Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and others. These data monitoring boards will be operating in secrecy, and the lack of transparency is exasperating, says NBC. Any political pressure to rush pharmaceutical companies or lean on federal regulators, and see, we've seen this. In the last week, we've seen CDC come back and say, no, you can't have it before the election, Trump. We're not going to let you use this vaccine to take away the veil of fear and lies that you've allowed Fauci to put over the United States. No, we're not going to let that happen until after the election, at the earliest. And then we'll probably keep it around a little bit longer after that, too. And so now you've already got the bureaucracy pushing back against Trump. He's getting all the blame for being the biggest pharmaceutical cheerleader we've ever seen, and he deserves it. Calls are growing, they say. And so whether or not board members have any conflict of interest, you mean like Fauci and Gilead? Are you kidding me? Do they have any conflict of interest? Moncef Slaoui made $10 million out of a single press conference with his Moderna stock, because that's the only product they've ever produced. Press conferences. That's how they've raised millions and millions of dollars and made millions themselves. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, we're talking about the vaccines, and as you see the headlines on a regular basis, the fact that you've now had the FDA, the CDC coming out and saying, I don't think we're going to have a vaccine before the election. And I don't think you ought to be pushing us to do this. And I think, as now Redfield has said at the CDC, masks are more guaranteed to protect against the virus than the vaccine. The masks that don't work will protect you more than the vaccine that won't work. And again, you got Bill Gates attacking the FDA because they're talking about other treatments other than his vaccine. But we've seen all of these coming out from the usual suspects, the Washington Post, Bloomberg. Trump's promise of an October vaccine risks a letdown or a rejection. Another one, Trump contradicts health advisors on vaccine timetable. He continues to push, and the way they're pushing back, and it's a pretty easy setup, quite frankly, because Trump is dead wrong on this Operation Warp Speed. He's walked into a trap, trying to sit on the fence, trying to appease these people, and it's pathetic to watch. And it's very dangerous what he's creating. I mean, this is not just about a political game. This is not just about his election. This is about our lives. This is about our lives and our health. And I'm not cutting him any slack, and you shouldn't cut him any slack on this either. He ought to be hounded into backing off of this. It's not even going to work for political purposes, Trump. What's the matter with you? What kind of a 4D chess genius are you? So as I talk about this and how the lack of transparency is exasperating, and they will be evaluating this. They'll be reviewing unblinded data across the trials. In other words, they'll know who they're looking at here. You know, the people who have got stock in these companies will be deciding what is going to be chosen. They say in the NBC News report, which is absolutely a lie, they talk about one guy, Dr. Richard Whitley. You may not have heard of him, but he's going to be making matters, decisions, life and death, or life, death, or being crippled. He's going to be making those decisions for you. He's from the University of Alabama. Now, Whitley will be leading a small secret panel of experts tasked with reviewing crucial data on the safety and effectiveness of coronavirus vaccines. Let me review for you. I've done this. I've got an article up at roundtablereport.com. The difference between a therapeutic and a vaccine. A therapeutic treats a disease that somebody already has. So you start out, you got three phases. You start out first phase of both a vaccine and a therapeutic. You start out with a safety review. Very small group of people to see if it's going to harm them. If they're not harmed by it, then you go to the next stage. If it's a therapeutic, you take people who already have the disease and you, again, watch carefully about safety issues, side effects. And then you look to see if it cures the disease. However, for a vaccine, you don't do that. You're just looking at safety again. And so for the three phases of the vaccine, you look for safety, safety, safety. You can't evaluate the efficacy of it. As a matter of fact, the NIH says it's not proper to talk about the efficacy of a vaccine like you do about a therapeutic. Except Fauci does. They say you have to talk about effectiveness. Well, what does effectiveness mean? Well, you know, the average person in America doesn't understand the difference between effectiveness and efficacy. These are the ways that bureaucrats and lawyers lie to you. The kind of prevarications using terminology. The difference between efficacy is something that cures a disease. And the vaccine is meant to prevent a disease. And so they don't do any challenge tests. The effectiveness is to give one group, it's a double-blind study. People don't know who's getting the placebo and who's getting the vaccine. So you have two groups of people. You give one group the vaccine, and then you watch everybody for 2 years. This is why they're talking about 2 years of a trial. And then you go back and you do an epidemiological study to see whether the unvaccinated group gets the disease faster than the vaccinated group. And so when they talk about the small secret panel of experts on NBC who are going to evaluate the effectiveness of a coronavirus vaccine, no, they're not. That's going to take years. And they're still not going to have a really solid answer. They're not going to do any challenge studies. They can't expose people to diseases that they don't have. That is something they really could easily lock these people up. There's a lot of things that Fauci and Birx and Redfield ought to be locked up for. A lot of things. Financial crimes, ethical crimes, bioweapon engineering crimes. A lot of things you could lock them up for if you really cared. But of course they don't. I mean, they're looking at, you've got more news coming out about, oh, look at the Clinton Foundation, Russia. We ought to have an investigation. We might have an investigation about that. Letters being sent by Rand Paul and Jim Jordan to the Department of Justice telling CIA Barr that he needs to do an investigation. You think he's going to do an investigation? They'll talk about it for a political advantage, but he's not going to do an investigation. They're not going to do an investigation about Fauci either. But when you look at the lies that are involved in this whole vaccine thing, understand, no conflict of interest in this, right? UK's chief scientific advisor has 600,000 pounds worth of shares in the vaccine maker that was contracted by the government. You think they're going to pick? These are unblinded studies. They know. It isn't like they give them data. First of all, they don't have the data. As I just said, they've got to look at the effectiveness. That's going to take years. So they don't have any data to review. What do they have to review? They're unblinded studies. They say, well, you know, here's some safety data. You know, the AstraZeneca vaccine that we did out there, we had two people get a very rare spinal disease. But, of course, AstraZeneca says, it doesn't have anything to do with their vaccine. Pay no attention, move along. It's like, oh, let's see. Do I have stock in them or not? Okay. Yeah, I've got stock in them. I think I agree with AstraZeneca. That's the only thing that they know is the stock price and how many shares they own. These people are trading on advanced information just like Nancy Pelosi and her cronies did and did continue to do even after the Stock Act. They put that in after she got hammered by 60 Minutes, and then they eviscerated it a few months later when nobody was looking and nobody talked about it except here on InfoWars. We talked about it. I talked about it. Yeah, but it's like, okay, they're not paying attention. All right, forget this. Forget this. It's always been done by the Federal Reserve, big time. As a matter of fact, you had Charles Lindbergh's father, who was a senator or congressman. I forget exactly what it was, but he was very much against the creation of the Federal Reserve. And he said, you know what they're going to do? They're going to create boom and bust cycles, and they're going to profit from it in advance. And that's exactly what they do. It is doo-doo. And so when you look at AstraZeneca now, they are going to be getting partial immunity in the EU. So this is the other thing. I'll remind you again that pharmaceutical companies have legal immunity in the United States for any damage or any adverse effects, any health damage, any death because of their vaccines. And that was given to them by Fauci in 1986, 1 year after he got into this position at the NIH and being in charge of vaccines. He engineered that for them. And now, as part of this novel hoax worldwide, they're going to put in the EU and other countries immunity for these pharmaceutical companies. It's not enough that they get tax money to develop these toxic vaccines that are going to modify your DNA and RNA. That's not enough. Not enough to give them the money to subsidize their research and product development and let them keep the profits. No, they're not even going to have any legal immunity in this, and that's what they're doing now in the EU. This was announced in August, and today, Reuters this morning said, well, we can now see some of the liability clauses that are here. What happens is they're going to cap the damages for AstraZeneca. Anything over those damages will be paid for by the European Union taxpayers. Maybe they should go back and look at what's going on with the 737 MAX. Do they have any liability if they make a plane that kills people? Nah, yeah, they do, but these people don't.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're going to be talking to Richard Proctor coming up in the next segment, because now what we talked about a few months ago in terms of how the Electoral College was really designed, you've got a lot of anonymous people saying, Trump isn't going to abide by the election. Trump is going to tell people they need to appoint the electors at the state level instead of telling them to vote for who the voters chose, which actually turns out to be the way the Constitution was written in the first place. But so we're going to talk about that and about the attempts to take out President Trump. And you also talk about the fact that Kamala is not even qualified to be on the ticket because she's not qualified to be the president. But let's talk a little bit about what happened at the Supreme Court. You saw President Trump go to pay respects, but of course he got no respect from the crowd that was there. Let's play video clip number 4 so you can see what happened. Okay, you get the idea. This is a Washington crowd, so they don't like President Trump. Even though he wore a mask, he gets no respect. And there are a lot of people there. Of course, all of the articles take note of the virtue signaling and the fact that these people were wearing masks, even though there were, you know, a lot of them there in a big crowd. No problem at all with that, because, you know, they were wearing masks, except that I'll just remind you, the CDC guidelines as of the end of August, because these things are always changing from the so-called experts, CDC guidelines say that wearing a mask during prolonged exposure to the coronavirus will not prevent infection. So you can wear your mask and you stand there for hours at her funeral together, and you're still going to wind up getting it. But as they were doing that to President Trump, I'll just remind you that 4 years ago, Obama skipped Scalia's funeral. Didn't even show up. And not only that, but the people who are booing President Trump celebrated the death of Antonin Scalia because they didn't like his politics. And let's understand, it is politics. Everything they do on the Supreme Court is politics. It's not law. Some of the people write, how long do we have to wait until we can openly not be sad about it? And then others said, I mean, if you don't want your death politicized, don't lead a repugnant and profoundly influential political life. Well, we could say that about Ginsburg, too, couldn't we? As a matter of fact, one of the things I find interesting is that this this individual who is so revered by the left, it turns out that BizPac Review looked at the pictures of the people who were there as her former law clerks. They had them as honorary pallbearers, and so they were all standing there as a nice gesture, a dramatic backdrop on the front step of the Supreme Court as her casket arrived on Wednesday. But the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about is the fact that there's no people of color on this icon of the left, these people who are all about skin color. And they're all white. Imagine that. So there's this is something that the BizPac Review points out, this is not something that you're going to see the mainstream media talk about. As a matter of fact, when one person did talk about it and said, well, there's not any people of color here, it's jarring to, it's incredibly moving to watch the army of RBG's clerks escorting her body to Lyon State, said Christian Mitchell. Equally moving to see the jarring lack of people of color, even in a life that did so much for us and for women who are well repped. And then one person comes by. How dare you try to discredit her? I didn't try to discredit her. Please, let's make a statue to her, right? Well, here's the facts. As pointed out by National Review and others, she had one clerk during her 13 years on the D.C. Circuit Court, a duration where National Review reminded its readers she never had a single black law clerk, intern, or secretary. Out of 57 employees, zero blacks. It's almost like she doesn't like black people or something. You know, we've seen the quote surfaced around a lot of different places, and I have not repeated it because I don't think, when I look at that quote that she made about Roe v. Wade, well, I thought when I looked at that it was intended to get rid of certain groups. But then it's not clear to me from that quote that she's not saying, but then I realized that wasn't the case. So I haven't mentioned it. But I tell you, I can certainly make the case that she's a eugenicist based on her connections to Planned Parenthood. And then I think it's also interesting that out of 57 employees, zero blacks. She hired only one black clerk among more than 100 clerks she has had as Supreme Court Justice. It's almost like with Planned Parenthood and like their legacy, she really hated black people. Nevertheless, Planned Parenthood is going to launch a swing state ad to, quote, protect Ginsburg's legacy. As a matter of fact, here's what this might look like. Babylon Bee has it very appropriately. Constitution will be replaced by a list of Ginsburg's last wishes. I think that would be appropriate because that's what she's been doing the Constitution during her lifetime. This is a woman who has been lying for 30 years in the Supreme Court. Only difference between then and now is that she's now lying horizontally instead of vertically, instead of lying with her mouth. The real issue that is here that people are looking at, of course, is going to be the issue of Roe v. Wade. And the comments from Barrett are not encouraging. Barrett has said, well, you know, there's been a lot of things that have changed, but that's not going to change. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing her here. She said, you can take a look at how the abortion clinics are done, and that might limit it somewhat. But the core of Roe v. Wade, which has nothing to do with the Constitution, has nothing to do with science or research or understanding of stages of life or any of that stuff, has no religious, scientific, or ethical basis. That core, said Barrett, will remain the same. Because if you continue to think that somehow you're going to get liberty and freedom and restoration of the Constitution in the Supreme Court, you haven't been paying attention. The definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing and expect for different results. And that's what we've seen for a long, long time. And so I think it is futile to think that we're going to get something different this time around. I think it's actually insane. All right, we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back with Richard Proctor. But before we do, here is a message from Alex Jones.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now where you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pound power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now where you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Richard Proctor. And, of course, you can find Richard Proctor's books on economics. Yeah, probably the first one he did. That's why his website is called bathroomeconomics.com. And simplified economics, and then he did a simplified version of the Constitution you can use to teach your kids a Constitution if you can keep it, and then a more detailed summary of the Constitution, line by line. And so you can find Saving the Constitution, you can find all that at Bathroom Economics. Joining us now is Richard Proctor. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Dan. Glad to be here.
I wanted to get you on to review. Because you and I talked about the Electoral College some time ago, because that was one of the games that the Democrats are playing. They're saying, yes, you know, well, we can win this if we can just carry a few big states. And then they had the national vote compact thing that they were pushing. I forget exactly the acronym and the exact name of it. But the idea being that they'd have all these different states say, we won't commit our electors until we see who's won the national popular vote. And then if the national popular vote, as we're told, goes to candidate A, and yet our state voted for candidate B, we'll throw out all those votes in our state. You know, we've seen this time and again. And, of course, you know, that's like saying conservative a state that's going to be going either way, it's just going to go the direction of California, Illinois, and New York. And you can throw in Florida and Texas, and you can basically throw away everybody else's votes. You're just going to have those five. Now the tactic, because they want to pretend that President Trump is going to be a dictator, now the tactic has become an anonymous statement sent out to, I forget if it's Washington Post, New York Times, one of these organizations. Anyway, we got somebody at the White House who told us that they're actually saying that maybe what we will do is have the electors appointed by the states. That would be something different because that's what's actually in the Constitution. We've never done that before. I mean, talk about that, first of all, how that would get everybody upset if we actually followed the Constitution, because you and I talked about that's the way the Electoral College is really set up originally, right?
Yeah, here we are in Article 2, Paragraph 2. Each state shall appoint in such manner as they want to. How are you going to select the Electoral College?
Yeah, imagine that. How scandalous if we follow the Constitution.
they could do it by a lottery. They could do it by throwing the darts against the wall. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They have the power. That's what the Constitution says. The state
That's
has
right.
the power.
That's
and
right.
so, and they, worse than that, we're not even using the Electoral College properly at all. And so, but we're not going to do that in November, so we don't need to worry. We can't change it. We can't
That's
change
right.
what's in place. But
That's right.
Dave, I think that's a smokescreen.
Stuff is. Yeah. What is the real essence, though, about this? What is the real strategy, Richard?
What I think, this is what I think. I can't say anybody else has. I've been studying the Constitution real close for a long time. Well, here's the 20th Amendment, which was passed in 1933, and everybody thought this would be good. And it sounds like a housekeeping amendment. It says in Section 1 that the president has to take office or leave office, however you want to say that, at noon on the 20th of January. Then in Section 2, it talks a little bit about the president. Then in Section 3, it says, but if no one qualifies, the president-elect or the vice president-elect don't qualify, what does qualify mean? That's not defined. If they don't qualify by January the 20th, then Congress is in charge, and Congress chooses who will act as president. It's very clear in the last sentence of Section 3. The mm-hmm. president, the Congress will decide who acts as president. And then it goes on to say that they will continue to decide who's going to be president, the Congress will, until someone that they consider qualifies. So they control what qualify means, and they control who is going to be president, and we don't get any say about it at all. Not one a little bit. And that's
yep.
even worse than the Electoral College garbage. This is a coup. This is a legal coup because the 20th Amendment is a legal law. It is legal. And they're using it. And how are they using it? They're using it by having mail-in ballots that they're destroying. They're using it by having states change the election date. Pennsylvania changed their election date from the 3rd to the 6th. They don't have power to change the election date. But they did. I see another state changing it to the 20th or the 30th of November. Somebody else will decide to do December. Somebody else will decide to do January. Not enough time to count all the ballots. Oh, we can't choose. We can't choose. We can't choose. 20th of January shows up and the Congress takes over. Folks, that's what I think is in store for us.
I agree. I think all this stuff that they're putting out there is creating an expectation. First of all,
yes.
you see everything that's out there. We're now seeing all of the reports being put out by the mainstream media, put forward by Drudge Report. Biden is favored to win the election. Look, he's at 75%. He's at 80% and so forth. Remember, we had 4 years ago, I'll tell you, New York Times, October the 18th, 2016. Hillary has a 91% chance to win. November the 7th, Clinton has a 90% chance of winning, says Reuters, on election day and so forth. And this is what we were told, political prediction. From CNN, November the 7th, Trump's odds fall to 9%, a decline from the 23% that he had a week ago. And so they gave Hillary Clinton a 91% chance of winning. And so they are creating the expectation that everybody wants Biden, nobody wants Trump, which is what they did 4 years ago. And it didn't work for them 4 years ago because they would have rigged it if it had been close, but it wasn't even close. So they were stuck. This time, they're not going to have that happen again. So they've created all these narratives about the Electoral College. They've created narratives about how the military is going to have to throw him out of the White House. They've created the real tactic, as you just pointed out, of the vote by mail, which is really not only fraud, but it's more than fraud. It's a delaying tactic.
Yes.
And as you see these headlines up on the Drudge Report saying, well, Trump may not leave, they're also saying that criticizing President Trump because he says, well, we're going to have a ninth justice because that's going to come into play. Why does he say that? It's because the Democrats are always talking about lawfare, how they're going to appeal this and appeal this and appeal this, and it's eventually going to go to the Supreme Court. And you're going to have an odd number of justices. You're going to have nine in order to get a resolution, because the other thing they want to do is make sure that you don't have any resolution. And then have a civil war about that. But if they can delay it long enough, as you just pointed out, the 20th Amendment, so if they don't have an answer by then Nancy Pelosi will most likely appoint herself president.
She's third in line. That's the succession. That's legal. These things are all legal. They're doing a legal coup. Mm-hmm. If they can get
Nancy Pelosi in there, and then she can magnanimously step down and hand it over to the person that the mainstream media has all been telling us we all wanted all along, which is Joe Biden.
Yes, that's how they do it. That's how they'll do it. And then for some reason will become non-qualified to continue as president. So a non-citizen, a person who is not even a citizen of the United States, will become president of the United States. Of course, we've done that before. Obama was never a citizen of the United States either. So we've already done that. We've already seen that.
Well, not a natural born citizen. That's the key.
No, not a citizen at all. Not a citizen at all, Dave. You got to realize she was born of two parents in San Francisco who were diplomats, not citizens of this country. They have her jurisdiction. Her jurisdiction is their jurisdiction. You have to have at least one citizen of the United States at your birth to be, or not at the birth, but be responsible for the birth, to be a natural born citizen. She has never been naturalized. She's never been any, she is not a citizen of the United States.
The whole claim for her citizenship is one of the anchor baby claim, which is, we've talked about in the 14th Amendment. The parents have to be subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. They specifically said, somebody that's here, even if they're here as a foreign dignitary, even if they're here by our permission and a high ranking official, their children born in our soil are not American citizens.
That's right.
We'll be right back with Richard Proctor. Stay with us.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC, for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been municipalized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, we follow the United Nations and the global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parents, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Richard Proctor about the Constitution. Again, you can find his books on the Constitution and on economics at bathroomeconomics.com, a book to teach your children the Constitution if you can keep it, another book to give you a full commentary on the Constitution, what it means line by line and the background on it, Saving the Constitution, and of course his book on economics, Bathroom Economics. But we were just talking in the last segment about all of the ink that has been devoted, and I guess we could still say that, even though everything is online now, about the Electoral College. This has become a favorite thing to criticize by the Democrats. It has to be changed. We've got to get rid of the Electoral College. Well, in reality, what they're worried about, based on an anonymous source, is what the Electoral College was in the Constitution. Not what it is, but what it was in the Constitution. But if you really want to destroy the Constitution, we have a much easier way to do that. It's called the Supreme Court. And when we look at what is coming up tomorrow, President Trump will make his announcement as to who he has picked to be confirmed by the Republican Senate. And it will happen because we've now had not only Mitch McConnell, but Mitt Romney joining that. You would expect Mitt Romney is going to oppose whatever President Trump does simply because it's whatever President Trump does. He opposes. But he's now said he's not going to do that. So they have the votes to confirm anybody that President Trump appoints, and he's going to make that announcement tomorrow. But as we look, I think this sums everything up from John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute. He said, justice sleeps, and we the people suffer. No, the U.S. Supreme Court will not save us. And I don't care who the justice, the person, I could be in 100% agreement with the person that President Trump picks. And I would still be concerned about the emphasis that we are all putting on who is in the Supreme Court, because the idea of judicial supremacy is what really needs to be changed, not who is sitting in the chairs. What do you think about that, Richard?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we don't have blind justice anymore. We lost that a long time ago. The Supreme Court in 1803 decided that they could do anything they wanted in the United States with the United States government. Anything they wanted. And that's not how the Constitution reads. Then they decided in 1816, they could do anything they wanted to the states' laws and constitution. And that's not what the Constitution says. Folks, we are, you're right, it's been politicized, and we consider them as the supreme law of the land. They are not the supreme law of the land. Article 6 says very clearly the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And the amendment, the 10th Amendment, says, without question, the powers not delegated to the United States means Supreme Court and everything else by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively and the people. So the Supreme Court has no authority to say anything that's not in the Constitution. And Roe versus Wade, all these things are not in the Constitution. They have no authority. They sit around there in their black robes and pretend like they're honest people. They are political people. They don't care about us, and they never will.
That's right. You know, we look at this whole process. Look at how politicized this whole thing is. How can you not escape the fact that this is nothing other than an exercise of raw political power by either the Democrats or the Republicans? And we can look at this and say, well, maybe we can get a judge who is going to support some aspects of some parts of the Constitution. Amy Coney Barrett thinks the Second Amendment actually applies, according to Reason Magazine.
I can't believe that.
So that's good. That's good if she's going to be pro-Second Amendment.
Absolutely. It's amazing how these people, this might apply, this might not apply. It's all politics. These people do not do the Constitution. They do what they're politically energized to do.
And, of course, that can always change. She can change her mind. How many times have we seen these career bureaucrats who are allegedly conservatives, how many times have we seen them become hardcore leftist liberals? And I'm talking about Anthony Kennedy. I'm talking about John Roberts. I'm talking about so many. We could go down the list of all these people who have been appointed by Reagan or the Bushes or whatever that were going to be conservative judges, and most of them are not. The liberals always get somebody that they can trust. But when we look at this, we have to understand that it has now been established, and Ginsburg has been a key part of establishing the idea that the Constitution isn't what is written, but how they interpret it in terms of the modern society. In other words, it's a living document. The words don't mean anything. It's how I, as a judge, feel about this. And that has become what has been embraced by Anthony Kennedy, appointed by Reagan, as well as Ginsburg, who was appointed by Clinton.
That's exactly what Jefferson warned us about in 1820. Yeah. These guys will have bias. They'll do what they want. We cannot. It's the people who decide what the Constitution says, not the justices of the Supreme Court. Jefferson was absolutely direct to the point that the justices can be and will be biased, and they will be politicized, and they are not the decider of the Constitution. He was very clear about that.
Yes, I just want to say to conservatives out there that look, it's important. If we can get somebody who is going to slow down the rate of encroachment, that's a good thing. But don't expect that any of these people who are political appointees taken out of the bureaucracy are going to do anything to restore our constitutional republic. It isn't going to happen. And they're not going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And she's explicitly said that the core of Roe v. Wade, the definition of when life begins, which is not theirs to decide. And it wasn't decided on a constitutional basis. But she said that the core of that is not going to change. She said that, even as the Democrats are not sure whether or not they're going to attack her for being a Catholic. She's already said, I'm going to recuse myself if there's a conflict between my deeply held religious values and the law. Whereas Scalia said, if there was a conflict between my views on abortion and the Constitution supporting abortion, then I would have to go, as a Supreme Court justice, I would have to defend what the Constitution says and enforce abortion. However, it's not in the, the Constitution. So there's not a conflict. And she doesn't understand that.
That's right. It's not in the Declaration of Independence either. The word created is in the Declaration of Independence. That's not birth, folks. We're being brainwashed by these things. The Supreme Court has no power to do the stuff they're doing, and we accept it. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, oh, yes, we will do what you say. They have no power to say it. None.
And that's the key thing. If we want to take one issue, If we want to fix Roe v. Wade, for example, or any of these other issues, because they have thrown us under the bus, even somebody who says he's a literalist, like Scalia, has ignored the Fourth Amendment when it comes to TSA and 9/11. If we want to take back our liberty, we've got to take back the Constitution and the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. We've got to reform the institution. We've got to get rid of the idea of judicial supremacy. Instead, what I see is people on the left and the right putting all of their hopes on who these people are going to be who are sitting in the chairs. And that is not going to save us. That is insanity to keep doing the same thing and expecting different results.
You are absolutely perfectly right. I couldn't say it better myself. I couldn't say it as good myself. You're absolutely right. We've got to get the business of the Supreme Court not being in charge out of our minds. They are not in charge. That's wrong. And it will always be wrong.
And, you know, we had a lot of people, and even to their credit, some people who were on the other side of the issue on gay marriage or homosexual marriage, pointed out that that was not the responsibility of the Supreme Court. They didn't have anything they should have said about that. We had even in California, even with Tim Cook and Apple Computer spending millions of dollars, and he did matching funds for employees who wanted to contribute to change the law. The law was not changed, and even in California. And so the Supreme Court overthrew state laws. They overthrew state referenda. They overthrew state constitutions to impose their view of what marriage should be. And now the next stage of that is the push to use that as a club to force people to not just tolerate it, but to accept it and to use that as a club against people.
Oh, absolutely. That's what's going on. And the Supreme Court doesn't have that power. They're beyond. The Constitution is very clear. The Constitution is the law of the land. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. That's paragraph 2 of Article 6, and nobody pays attention to it. The laws have to be in accordance with the Constitution, or they're not legal.
That's right.
Well, none of that stuff we're talking about is in accordance with the Constitution. That's what it says.
We come back to what we always do, which is the solution for us folks. It's not to be found in Washington or the state houses, and certainly not in the Supreme Court. It's about us taking back the power of the Constitution. We, the people. And we have to take that back and not pin our hopes on some lifetime bureaucrat who's going to be appointed. Thanks for joining us. Richard Proctor, BathroomEconomics.com, and thank you for listening.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic, dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.